CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
Bayfield residents and visitors celebrated the completion of the Main Street revitalization on Saturday this past weekend. Bayfield Ward Councillor Bill Whetstone says the project had been discussed for several years before he got to council 9 years ago because of the problems with standing water and sloppy sidewalks.
We did it over two seasons because we shut down during the summer, so it's not to affect the businesses as much as possible because we were doing this during COVID, which didn't help. So we had to come up with a plan to make sure that the stores were still able to be open and that people could still maintain the stores.
Whetstone says the project could not have been as successful as it was without the cooperation of everyone involved, and one of their challenges was to make the improvements they did without losing the heritage flavor that makes the Main Street in Bayfield so unique. Perth County OPP are investigating a recent break-and-enter theft at a local business. On July 13th, police received a report about a break-and-enter at a business located on Main Street in Listowel. Sometime overnight, between July 12th and July 13th, suspects entered a fenced yard and removed over $2,600 worth of pressure-treated lumber. The investigation is ongoing. If you have any information, contact Perth County OPP or Crime Stoppers. Student associations are demanding the Ontario government do more to address gender-based violence on post-secondary campuses after a triple stabbing at the University of Waterloo last month. Leaders of the University of Waterloo's Undergraduate Student Association and the Ontario Undergraduate Student Alliance say they want the province to order universities to conduct an annual safety assessment and create a trauma-informed training program for campus security, among other recommendations. A University of Waterloo professor and two students were hospitalized after the late June stabbing at a gender studies class. Police allege it was a planned act motivated by hate related to gender expression and gender identity. Katie Trainer, vice president of the Waterloo Undergraduate Student Association, says the university's response has been appreciated so far, but more can be done. Manitoba's health authority says five people remain in hospital, but no more patients are in intensive care following last month's fiery bus crash on a major highway. A group of seniors from Dauphin area were on a minibus taking a trip to a casino in Carberry when it drove into the path of a semi-trailer truck on the Trans-Canada Highway. The 17th fatality from the crash was announced yesterday. Those who died have been remembered as beloved grandparents, mothers, fathers, and siblings. Canadian meat processors and beef and pork farmers want MPs to vote against Britain joining an Asia-Pacific trading bloc that includes Canada and 10 other nations. They're arguing angrily that the UK should not be able to join since Canadian beef and pork producers don't have fair access to the British market. If MPs don't reject the UK's membership, the farmers and processors want compensation for the financial losses that will result.
Turner McKenzie, who played this past season with the Wingham Ironmen, has passed away. In its announcement, the team says McKenzie had a true passion for hockey. The Waukerton native was 19 years old at the time of his death. Ryan O'Reilly has moved on from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it may have been due to comments made by new general manager Brad Treliving. On July 1st, Treliving said, "The spotlight is always on when players play in Toronto," although O'Reilly told TSN that this was just one of several factors that led to his decision to sign a four-year contract with the Nashville Predators. An off day for the Blue Jays, coming off a sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks over the weekend, with the Jays now having won 8 of their last 9 games overall, heading into a 3-game series that begins tomorrow night at home against the San Diego Padres. And at the Ontario Rural Softball Championship in Innerkip over the weekend, Chesley's under-15 boys team took the championship, beating Ennismore in the final 5-4. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Weather for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low down to 14. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high hitting 25. Tomorrow night, some increasing cloudiness, a low of 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny throughout the day, a high reaching 26. Wednesday night, some cloudy periods, a low of 16.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.